Andy Kimball tells his story with voice and guitar, drawing on the techniques that have sustained itinerant blues artists for generations. For the fingerstyle guitarist, the instrument is a portable orchestra with bass lines, chords, and fragments of melody to support his vocals. Andy's coming to our Atherton studio this Saturday, and he sat down with us in our studio.
I started playing music about 9 years old, 10 years old, playing some guitar chords, basic guitar. I learned the guitar playing Monkey Songs and the Weavers and Pete Seeger back then. And then got to electric music and played mostly electric rock and roll for a long time. Fast forward later in life, my sister tried to get me to go to the Philadelphia Folk Festival and some other festivals on the East Coast. And at that time, I pictured folk music as being where 5,000 people stand in a field and hold hands singing Kumbaya. And I figured, not for me. And then I started actually paying attention to some of the Canadian singer-songwriters, actually, like Stan Rogers, Garnett Rogers, John Gorka, some blues guys, Chris Smither. And I took such a liking to it that I decided that's what direction I want to go into, the acoustic music world. And lo and behold, that's what I ended up doing.
And in that world, as an acoustic guitar player, you're responsible for everything, right? You don't have a bass and drums, too. So you've got to generate bass lines, rhythm, chords, a little bit of melody on top.
Yeah, I guess when I play, since I don't have the band, the dynamics of a band. You know, the whole band is all about the dynamics.
Right.
Gels together. I try to just instinctively, as part of me, create that dynamics with all I have, and it's just the guitar. That's all I have, and it just kind of happens.
Yeah.
So dynamics, I think, are a really important part. It's not just the notes. I mean, the notes are the notes, the chords are the chord shapes. But I think it's the dynamics that really create, you know.
If the volume doesn't rise and fall, the music gets boring really quickly.
Really quickly. And the energy level, bringing it up, bringing it down.
Right.
And not doing it because, well, this is the part of the song where I bring it up, this is the part of the song where I bring it down. Because every single night playing the same song, those levels of dynamics completely different depending on what the room is asking for and what the mode of that audience is.
Well, you can draw the audience toward you by bringing the volume down, which a lot of people don't realize.
Yeah, and creating space and creating that silence. You don't have to play notes all the time. It's the silence and the space and how everything works together.
Well, I'm eager to hear you play something.
Let's do it. I want to do a song. I'll play an old Robert Johnson bass song, my version of it, and then I'll tell you about it after how I got to do this for the first time after I do it. We'll kick it off like this. Here we go now. One more time now. Get up morning, if I want to dust my broom. Y'all get up morning, baby, if I want to dust my broom. I got something to tell you, baby, ain't much time left to lose. Well, write me a letter, I'm gonna send it, special telegram. Y'all write me a letter, send a special gram. I'm gonna find me a woman, you're goddamn well I am. Sing around guitar like this. Will I believe if my time ain't long? Yeah, I believe. My time, it ain't long. You gonna wake up some morning, you gonna find your good man. Well, I wanna call up China, see if my baby's over there. I wanna call up China, baby, see if my baby's over there. She's a fine little woman, I know she's in the world somewhere. One more time. Yeah, good morning, baby. Levi Dust, my bro. Yeah, good morning. Levi Dust, my bro. I got something to tell you. Ain't much time. I said I got something to tell you, baby. Ain't much time. I said I got something to tell you.
Nice, Andy. I'm betting you do that song a little bit differently every time you do it.
It's always like what they call a crapshoot. Uh-oh, let's see if this works. Uh-oh, don't know quite where I'm going with it, but that's it.
I was trying to, when you said you were going to do a Robert Johnson song, I was trying to anticipate which one it was, and it was, you know, Dust My Broom, which we know from Elmore James
and right.
Any number of other artists who've done it, but... You know, a classic like a Robert Johnson song, and that didn't sound the way Robert Johnson played it
right.
at all.
Right.
I always feel that as part of the blues tradition, those songs become part of our, they're ours to take and interpret.
And dive into and have them become yours when you play them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, totally, totally. I think it's part of what the blues is.
I never tire of lyrics like, I'm going to call up China and see if my baby's over
there. Yeah. Yeah, something. When I first played that song, I think this may have been the first time I ever played it. I did different guitar riffs. I was offered to do a recording in a label in New Jersey. And I went in. I'd never been in a recording studio before. This whole thing was brand new to me. I couldn't believe I was actually doing this. And I get in a studio similar to what we're doing now in recording studio. And I started playing around, and we're doing audio and sound checks. Okay, go ahead. Let's hear something. And I played Dust My Broom, but I didn't know the song. These are not the original lyrics as he wrote them.
Right.
But so I played the song, just similar to what we just did. And they said, okay, great. Okay, let's set up the next one. I said, next one, what do you mean? Well, that was great, man. That's a take, right? And I was just checking out the tuning and the sound of the guitar.
You're basically doing a sound check.
I was doing a sound check. And they said, no, okay, that's okay, next song. And I'm like, wow. And it ended up on the CD.
Well, that's the beauty of being a kind of a blues troubadour. You get to tell your story on any given night.
Yeah, right? yeah. It's fun. Fun time. Yeah,
that story changes.
Constantly. And part of the story, I think, is not just the story of that you create with the words, but what the music does. So the story can be interpreted differently by everybody sitting there who's sharing the experience with you.
Yeah.
So it's not just me shoving music, or a musician for that matter, shoving music down somebody's throat, or here's the song, here's how it's written, here's how it's going to go, and I expect you to sit there and listen to it. There's got to be an experience, a circuit that goes between the performer and the audience. I think that's what really makes a good show and a really rewarding experience for the audience and the musician. And most of the songs that are out there, I've got some recorded material, but a lot of the songs are one-and-done deals. I go on stage and pull a song out of the hat, and it gets recorded, and sometimes I'll hear these songs, and I say, you know, I really like that song, and to learn it, I've got to hear myself do it, because I couldn't repeat it at that moment.
Guitarist and singer Andy Kimball will perform in our Atherton studio this Saturday at 7:30, and you can find out more about it at hawaiipublicradio.org.